Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everyone. It's your favorites, Tim and Guy. We're back.
We are.
We didn't go anywhere. We've been here the whole time.
No.
In this room.
It's untrue. We've both been in various different places at various different times. Tim is lying to both you and himself. I don't know why.
We're here to announce an exciting new venture in the Tim and Guy Industries. That's the name of our company.
That's right. Now, recently, as part of our Patreon, we were watching the film, the 2011 film, Jack and Jill, starring Adam Sandler twice, Katie Holmes and Al Pacino once, and the Adam Sandler featured players, more or less all of them, save for one notable absentee.
He was mentioned, but he wasn't featured.
And he was mentioned unfavorably.
Disparagingly.
As the punchline to a joke. That man's name? Rob Schneider. And hearing that and hearing how much disdain with which he is treated within the Sandlerverse, in spite of the fact that he is a friend, presumably, or some sort of frenemy perhaps, Tim and I have walked into what might be the best or worst idea for a mini-series, if you will, focusing on Real Rob.
What is Real Rob? It's his Netflix show, which Guy informs me was self-funded,
yes.
Which blows my damn mind.
I'm reading now from Deadline, January 30, 2014. The headline, Rob Schneider challenges TV biz model with independently produced comedy series he co-created, financed, and stars in. Now, would we say someone investing their own money in their career is challenging a business model, or would we say this is just an insane thing to do?
Definitely the former. I'm no accountant or Hollywood bigwig, but I would not advise this as a course of action.
So if somehow this news escaped you, the sort of story reads as Rob Schneider is returning to series television, this time on his own terms.
Yeah, bitches. You can't tell him what to do. He's doing this the Rob way.
In an endeavor he hopes shakes up Hollywood, the actor-comedian is self-financing and starring in the idea that anyone who just takes medicine into their own hands is shaking up Hollywood is preposterous. And starring in an 8-episode independently produced comedy series he co-wrote with his wife, Mexican writer-producer Patricia Azakoya Schneider, who will co-star on the show, and his friend comedian Jamie Lasso. Here is the quote to which this show shall be upheld. This is Rob Schneider. I want to do my own Fawlty Towers.
Generally considered the greatest comedy TV series ever produced.
That's right. Also, not remotely autobiographical, set in a fictitious hotel in Torquay. Whereas the story continues to say that Real Rob is, it's up close and personal. He's not afraid to bear the details of his personal life.
I'm writing an autobiography. I want to do my own Fawlty Towers.
Exactly. So the single camera documentary style half hours, edgier, geared to cable networks. It centers on Rob playing a version of himself, his Mexican wife Patricia also playing herself, Rob's incompetent assistant whom he cannot fire because he is his friend, and Rob's personal stalker.
Now, I haven't seen any of the show yet, but I'd be willing to bet that edgy content, according to Rob Schneider, is probably going to be bordering on hate speech for the rest of us.
That's right. So anyway, this was in 2014. Since then, two seasons of the show have been made, 8 episodes each, both released on Netflix. So this podcast, which is called Overlooked and Undercooked, a critical analysis of Rob Schneider's self-funded Real Rob television series, will pick apart each episode of each season.
Pick apart?
Discuss, just analyze.
Whatever, yeah, exactly. We'll watch it and we'll talk about it.
And so, right now, I suppose, we must face the very grisly business of watching episode one.
I'm looking forward to it. I don't want to prejudge Real Rob. This could be great. Let's find out together.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.